We Have Concerns provides you with joy, we hope.
Yeah, we hope. We never check in to see.
Value?
Yeah, we'd like that.
Well, we would love some joy and value in return in the form of money. Can we have some money?
Yeah, give us some money. Patreon.com/WeHaveConcerns.
Patreon.com/WeHaveConcerns.
I want to dress like Poochie, and I got no qualms about that. This is We Have Concerns. Hi, Jeff Cannata.
Hi, Anthony Carboni.
Hello, concerned citizens.
Poochie, my God. My God, your goals. We got ourselves a story here that has some interesting ramifications. It turns out chimpanzees, bonobos, orangutans, apes. There's a study that was just published that proves that they might have what's known as false thoughts. What's a false thought? So glad you asked. False thought is when you recognize that someone else is under misapprehension. So if I know that Anthony Carboni...
I don't like that term for that.
False thoughts. I know it's very misleading,
right? Don't, because false thoughts would be... You would think false thoughts would be some belief that I hold.
That's wrong.
Or something that I'm doing that's incorrect.
Right.
But false thoughts is I am watching somebody do something incorrectly.
I am observing something and I have knowledge that the thing I'm observing doesn't have, and I'm aware of it. So basically, we didn't think that apes could put themselves in the shoes of someone and recognize that that person doesn't have the same knowledge they have.
Oh, why didn't we think that?
Because it hasn't been proven before.
Okay, so we maybe thought it, but we couldn't prove it.
In fact, this study, there's already doubts because it had a small sample size of only, I think, like, what was it? 200 apes, something like that. 29. 29 apes they studied. And before, nobody's ever been able to prove this. But what they did is they showed apes a movie of a guy dressed up like King Kong.
Okay.
Guy in a King Kong outfit.
All the apes immediately offended.
Super offended.
Immediately.
You can't
like,
do Kong face.
They're just like, wow. You're telling me there wasn't a gorilla.
Yeah.
That was a pro that wanted that part.
There's a lot of gorillas in the union.
You looked all over,
mm-hmm.
and you couldn't find a gorilla that could fill that role.
Well, we just this guy had a little bit more name recognition. Kong.
Wow.
You know, people know Kong. They know Kong, and so we had to go with the.
Yeah, people know Kong because you keep casting Kong, whether it's appropriate or not. Maybe if you gave another gorilla a chance, that gorilla would be just as famous. Why don't you just bank on that?
Mm.
Why don't you choose to believe that we know more about how to be a gorilla than you do?
I mean, we could, but
Kong is already so famous.
Kong.
He's just
everybody
so famous
knows Kong
right now. Like,
so what they did is they
so
showed him a
right
video.
Now.
Guy dressed as Kong.
Mm-hmm.
He's trying to fool a person. So the man watches King Kong either hide a rock in a box or hide himself in a hay bale. Two different versions.
Okay.
Hide a rock in a box or hide himself in a hay bale.
Not a very inspired sequel, but that's fine.
Then after the man leaves,
mm-hmm.
King Kong moves the rock or moves out of the hay bale. And then the man comes back and looks to try to find where the rock is or where King Kong is. They show this to apes. Apes' eyes are being tracked with eye tracking software. And the apes are constantly looking where the thing, they know the thing is. They are like, is he going to look there? Is he going to find it in the hay bale? Is he going to find the
looking
man?
In the wrong place. He's looking in the wrong place.
Right there.
Oh my God. He's the killer.
Yeah.
He's the killer. There's no killer in this. Oh.
Oh, well then I'm bored.
Yeah, what is going on in this movie then?
So
is it literally just about this rock?
They call this a critical aspect of cognition, and that the idea is the ape is getting the concept that other people can believe things that are wrong. And that's a big deal because it means they can project outside of their own knowledge base. They can understand that that thing is autonomous and can have different understanding of the world than they have.
Wow.
Big deal.
That's a huge deal.
Yeah.
It's a huge deal that that's proven. I want to say that we knew... And this is probably why they ran this study. I want to say that we've seen so many behaviors in apes that would lead us to think this already, which is probably why they ran the study.
Yeah.
But like, I feel like this is something where I'm not shocked. I'm just glad that we have proof.
Well, the complicated part is that people have run similar experiments to this, and the apes and monkeys and orangutans have always failed. They've always not gotten it. They've always not looked at the spot where the thing was. And now they are, and nobody understands why all of a sudden they are, unless these 29 apes are super apes. There's some sort of super apes.
Well, I was going to say, the uprising?
It might be finally happening.
Hey, can I ask you something?
Ask me it.
Can we just, I'm gonna pull over here real quick.
Yeah.
I know we're talking about this ape thing. We're like almost 350 episodes in.
Yeah.
Smell your pop filter. Does it smell weird?
It smells a little weird.
It smells a little weird, right?
Is it because like, we've been talking into it for
350
episodes?
Yeah, because we've just been talking into it, and it's just
does
like...
It smells like me from 349 episodes ago?
This is like 350 weeks of our breath collecting, I think, on it.
Is that what pop filters do?
Yeah, because it's just a screen that's just holding...
That's just
holding spit and bacteria and stuff.
That is a really fucked up way to think about that.
That's really gross!
Yeah.
How do you
clean a pop filter?
I think probably I could just use an alcohol wipe or something. I just never
smell
thought
like alcohol
about
wipe.
I would rather it smell like alcohol wipe than what it smells like now.
I'm just glad I've never used your microphone.
Oh, I don't even want to smell yours.
No, don't smell mine.
I'm not going to. I promise I won't smell
it
yours.
It doesn't smell good.
When you leave, I'm not going to smell. I'm just going to wipe both of them with an alcohol filter. I promise I won't smell it.
Next time I see you.
False thought.
Next time I see you, you're going to look at me so weird. You're going to be like, I smelled your pop filter.
Jeff's going to come in and he's going to like look at me. He's going to know. He's going to be like those apes. He's going to be like, oh, you motherfucker. You smelled
it.
This.
False thoughts.
You smelled it. Did you swap these?
This doesn't smell like me from 341. This doesn't smell like me from episode 3.
It's so gross. Why did I smell it?
It's cumulative me.
Yeah. Ugh.
I mean, me in small doses is fine.
I've always said that.
But when you accumulate a whole shit ton of me, you don't want that.
I've said that as well.
Yeah. I mean, that's pretty much my wife's life right now. It's just accumulated me.
Wow. That's gross. Moving on.
Anyway,
this pop filter thing. So
do you think...
Now, how did they change this methodology of this experiment, though? Because here's my thing. If they're saying, oh, the apes failed.
Yeah.
Did the apes fail, or were these previous studies from so long ago that perhaps eye tracking technology was wrong? Or we were looking for eye movement manually, which we know doesn't really work because sometimes eye movements are too subtle for us to pick up on. What happened? Because I don't believe that all of a sudden we picked 29, the exact right 29 apes to be smart enough to get this.
Well, here's the exact sentence from the article. And it says, Yale cognitive science professor Lori Santos called the test results really remarkable and very surprising because tests in the past have not found primates understanding someone else's false beliefs. But she said that she's reserving judgment because the study's small sample size, just 29 apes, and there is no good explanation as to why the apes passed this test and failed other similar ones. So they say that this is exciting, but it's not the definitive demonstration of false belief in apes. And I'm going to go ahead and say that this guy from Marseille University's name is Joel Fageot.
Say it's whatever you want.
I think it's Fageot, F-A-G-O-T.
But I have previous knowledge.
I'd say it's Fageot. Anyway.
Because I've read his studies before.
Yeah.
And so I know, through false thoughts, that his name is Joe Fogit.
This is huge. Do you think that apes can understand that someone else doesn't know what they know? Or they know more than someone else knows?
Yes, I do. I do believe this. I think they have, I think they've shown in the wild enough of a social structure to at least understand where places are in sort of tribal groups. And I think they've shown enough intelligence in previous lab tests where it's like, okay, well, like, how much communication do they understand? How much do they remember if we set up objects in a specific way? Can we teach them to use tools? Can we teach them to do all these different things? And the answer has always kind of been like, oh, yeah, they can do that. Oh, shit.
Yeah.
So I think like when you take all of those previous experiments and you sort of synthesize the results for yourself, and obviously this is just a belief, this is untested, but like when you look at all the other things they can do and think, you go, oh, yeah, well, that makes sense. It makes sense that they would know that they have knowledge that somebody else doesn't have, or that they know where a thing is and the other person or the other ape maybe doesn't even know where the thing is. There was another thing recently where like, I want to say it was like a group of bonobos, or it was either a group of bonobo monkeys or a group of apes that the alpha in their tribe died. I know, I can't stop smelling it either, right?
I'm trying
but
to listen
stop,
to you.
It's gross.
I'm trying to listen
it's
to you.
It's gross,
I just
but
can't
I can't
stop
smelling it. It's so weird, you guys. Ugh.
When you said group of bonobos, I was like, that kind of smells like, maybe that's what it smells like. It's just smell like, all I can think about is what it smells like.
It's really weird, y'all.
I'm sorry.
But their alpha died, and they just decided, nah, we're not going to have another alpha.
We're done with alphas. That's kind of crazy.
And like,
Who will take his place?
Nah. You know what I think we're going to do is we're all just kind of like, do our own thing. Like, we're going to hang out and, like, be the same. Like, it's cool. Like, we'll share food and stuff like we always have. But, like, I just don't feel like I want to boss anybody around.
Yeah, me neither.
Or, like...
What about the women? Who will they choose as mates?
Oh, it's
you know,
like...
we're fine. We're fine. We don't like, need to, you to yeah. choose for us.
It's like whoever they want. Well, and then, like...
We're fine.
I don't know. Maybe if they don't want to mate with me anymore, they'll go mate with somebody else and I'll mate with somebody new. I don't know.
Yeah.
Like, I don't
I
know.
I think we're just going to figure it out.
What do I need like 30 mates for anyway?
Yeah.
I don't get it, man. It seems like just like a lot of pageantry. Like it just seems like alpha is just a lot of pageantry.
So much effort.
Yeah.
First you got to run for alpha. You got to put your name in the alpha hat
there's just like a lot of punching and scratching
oh,
and like
man, I'm so sick of that.
I don't care. You know, but what's interesting is like if an outside group would come and try like an outside monkey would come and try to become the alpha, they would all band together to fuck that guy up
right
and kick him out and be like, no, we don't do that anymore.
That's crazy.
You don't understand, we don't do that shit.
Yeah.
So I don't know, I think they're constantly surprising us now. I think we're paying a lot more attention to them in a different way than we ever did.
That's true. And we have these new technologies, as you said, that allow us to sort of understand better their cognitive abilities. And I think we're going to see more and more. I mean, one of the big themes of the last 350 episodes that we've done is how much intelligence animals have. I mean, we see story after story about it of like, hey, we didn't realize that animals fucking understand all that shit.
Like in episode 157, when those pigeons got together and started a newspaper.
Yeah.
Or episode 212.
I can smell that episode still. Yeah. I can still smell that one. It smells so... it smells like yesterday.
212, where we found out guinea pigs had started a traveling circus.
Yeah, I smell that one too.
Yeah.
That one, not
what
so good.
What is it? It's weird. It's like a weird smell.
It doesn't smell like bad breath.
No.
It just smells like bad jokes.
Do you know what? It's definitely a lot of bad. I think
bad,
what happens is like
bad
good jokes.
Jokes
dissipate into the air. Bad jokes hover.
They linger
like, they
on
linger
your pop filter.
On your, and they just stay there forever. And it's like 300 plus episodes of just like... I mean, there's
just
some good
ones,
but like a lot of bad ones. It's mostly your dad jokes. I think that's what I'm smelling.
No, those smell great.
No, I'm mostly smelling your dad jokes.
Those smell so good.
I don't know how they got onto my mic.
Oh, I do.
Yeah, man. I believe this about apes.
Yeah.
I believe all kinds of things about apes. Here's the thing. We were kids in the age of Coco the gorilla.
Right. Smartest gorilla, could talk in sign language.
Still can.
Oh, still alive?
I think so. Did Coco die?
I don't know.
I don't think Coco died.
Coco's still alive?
I'd know if Coco died.
How long do apes live?
Like a long time, dude.
Because Coco was a mature ape when we were babies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's like queen ape.
We don't know much about Coco, turns out.
But here's the thing.
I hope she's still alive.
Seeing Coco the ape when I was like 8 years old.
Yeah.
That's like, it's tough to beat. Once you show me an ape speaking sign language, responding to jokes, like goofing around.
Yeah.
Once you show me an ape that can do that stuff, and there are some arguments and some counter things about Coco that say like, oh, but Coco's stuff is just pattern recognition. We don't know if the cognition matches what she's saying.
Right.
At the same time, once I've seen an ape hold an entire conversation,
yeah,
that's it, man. It's over.
Yeah.
It's over. I wonder if this monkey can use a hammer. Fuck yeah, that monkey can use a hammer. I saw a gorilla tell a knock-knock joke.
That's right. But it was nice when we thought we could still hide stuff in a hay bale from the gorilla.
Well, because that was our main line of defense.
That's the only thing we had against
them.
If they got
too smart.
As long as we could just still hide stuff in the hay bale and they still thought it was someplace else, we were all good. Now, who knows?
Now nothing. Now yeah. Rise of the Planet of the Apes.
It's true.
People are going to be so mad that we're using monkey, ape, and gorilla interchangeably.
I know, it's sloppy.
It's very sloppy.
Which is so unlike us.
Which is like how these mics smell. Is it as sloppy as how these mics smell? More or less sloppy.
Oh,
I should mention, you probably picked up on this at the end of last episode, but we are recording much later than we normally do.
We're a bit, how do we say, punch drunk.
We're a little punch drunk. We got together at the very last minute this week because there's shit going on, but I'll tell you what. We're in it. Don't think we're not in it. Don't think we're not in
That's
it.
That's all you had. We are here.
We're here. We're in it. These mics smell weird.
They do.
We're using all kinds of terms interchangeably. We're playing fast and loose with science and research.
I do think this is interesting, though. And this was sent to us, so somebody else thinks it's interesting, too. It's weird to me that they're like, oh, it's, you know, we've tried this exact experiment before and it didn't work, but now it did, which is usually a sign that this is bullshit. But well, it doesn't feel like bullshit.
It's either a sign that it's bullshit or it's a sign that the methodology was failed before or
yeah.
They did something wrong last time. I am more inclined to believe that previous experiments were not carried out in a proper way than I am to believe that apes aren't this smart.
You know the craziest thing that they have in this article? It says that human beings don't develop the concept of false thoughts until the age of 4 or 5.
Until the age of 35 or 40.
Yeah. So I can hide stuff from my kid in a hay bale until he's 4? That's
Dude,
amazing.
Does your kid even have object permanence yet?
No, God, no.
No. Of course you can do that to your kid.
That's a good point. He's like,
your kid is the anti-Coco. Your kid is like, I can believe whatever you tell me. If you're like, kids are so dumb that this will happen, I go, of course they are.
Yeah.
Because I've seen your kid. And your kid can't do anything.
Not yet.
Your kid's dumb.
Yeah.
Dumb. He can.
He's almost smiling. Almost.
I wish him all the best.
Yeah.
I hope he gets there.
He's doing good,
though,
man. He's amazing. He's amazing. You got to meet him. You've never even met him yet.
I know. My wife met him.
Yeah.
My wife met him.
They go way back. Your wife and he go way back.
I know.
Yeah.
I know. I actually said that to her as she left. I was like, oh, you're going to meet Jeff's kid before I do. That's a little fucked up. I was like, it's a little fucked
His
up.
His own
there.
Godfather it's a little doesn't even up. Want to meet
His
him.
His absolute 100% legitimate actual godfather. It's 100% true that I am the godfather.
Has not even met him. Sad.
But you know, when there was like one set of footprints in the sand,
mm-hmm.
It was when I was walking on the beach and forgetting to come over and meet your kid. Because I just like the feeling of sand in my toes more than I like children.
Yeah. A long list of things you like more than children. Anyway, monkeys.
Monkeys, apes, how do they work?
Bonobos.
We'll find out one of these days.
What do you guys think about this?
Hey guys, monkeys, apes is smart. Microphone bad, how come?
Yeah, tell us, talk to us on Twitter. Tell us what you think this smells about.
Dude, it's 300 episodes. It's 100 weeks of just however little.
Do other people clean their pop filters?
I think we have very fresh breath, but I think this is 100 weeks of just however little bad our breath was.
Yeah.
Just accumulating. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just accumulate. Yeah. And you can't, like, you gotta, guys, just so you know, you gotta get, like, up on the pop filter to smell it.
It's true. And you gotta get up on the pop filter to talk into the mic.
Yeah, what we've been doing, and you can tell us why our pop filters, like, if you have any ideas, but what we normally do is we put our lips all the way around the pop filter. So there's a solid seal between our lips and the pop filter. That way, none of those sounds get through.
That's how pop filters work.
I don't know. I meant to watch the YouTube video, and I told you that I watched the YouTube video about how pop filters work.
It's just like,
and so I'm gonna stand by that I watched it.
Wrap your lips.
You gotta wrap your lips around the entire pop filter.
You press your tongue right up against it to start.
Yeah. That's how you test for static.
You don't want any static in your recording.
It also works as a tongue scraper, which my dentist says you have to use. Guys, well, like, just consider this episode a freebie. I know we normally charge $20 to $25 a download. We're just gonna give you this one.
Yeah, it's the least we can do. It's the least we can do. But we do need you to donate to the show because we need to invest in some pop filter cleaning materials.
Yeah, and caffeine, clearly.
Yeah, that also.
Hey, seriously though, if you like the show, except for this episode, number one, that's totally understandable.
Yeah.
Number two.
Nobody's going to hold that against you.
Head to iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play Music Podcast Service.
Yeah.
Omega, wherever you listen to things.
AOL, whatever you got.
I don't know your life. But go and give the show a 5-star rating.
Yeah, it's a pity vote this week.
Yeah.
This episode, it's definitely
a pity. Think of another episode that you love, and then rate the show 5 stars.
Give us 1 star for how each level of disgusting that this pop filter is, and you'll get to 5.
Give us 1 star for each Pirates of the Caribbean movie. Including the one that isn't out yet, but all the extant Pirates of the Caribbean movies. Give us 1 star for each one of those, and then they're gonna ask you to write a review. What I want you to do: review your favorite episode of the show. Not this episode.
Oh God, no.
No,
we don't want to know what you think.
But
of this
you know
one.
What? Review a good episode.
Yeah.
This is where we'd normally button it up real nice, too.
This is somebody's first episode, man.
Man, that's fucked.
They're never coming back.
They're like, man, maybe they see some other things that we do, or it gets recommended to them by somebody else, and they're like, I'm going to give it a shot.
Yeah.
Well, fuck you.
Yep,
that's
sorry.
What you, I'm
they
sorry.
They didn't last this long anyway, but yeah, sorry.
God bless you for trying.
Yeah.
It's our own damn fault. What is the smell? What is it?